Jesus was crucified, and they just lost all hope, and the apostles went back to fishing and doing their regular work. They figured the whole thing was cool, but it was over. And then Jesus appears out of the blue again, and it wasn't over after all. And so all the training they went through, they were able to put to use, and they gathered together. There was 120 that still believed in him, which is amazing. After the resurrection, after all the miracles, feeding the 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead, all these things, after the crucifixion, there was only 120 that still believed in him, you know. Boy, it's hard to imagine that, isn't it? That that so many would drop away. In other words, these people came and went, and they did not endure to the consummation. But there was a handful that did, and of those 120, it doesn't say how many were gathered together on the day of Pentecost. I believe the number was 24 or more, but they needed at least 24 to make it happen. Well, the day of Pentecost was a day that heaven and earth was connected. They met together, and when they met, they Peter was the spokesman there, and I guess he gave a little talk to the group, and afterwards it says fire appeared over their heads, tongues of fire appeared over their heads. And then there was a rushing of a mighty wind. And they were having a conference in Jerusalem, and there were people from that spoke 16 different languages that were gathered. And they heard this rushing of a mighty wind there, and they all went to the source there, and they gathered around, and Peter come out. I don't know if he still had the fire over his head, but he came out, and there were a large crowd of people gathered there to see what was the source of this sound. And he spoke to them, and everybody heard him speak in their own language. And after this, it said 3,000 people joined the church on that one day. But that's amazing when you think of it, that all the work that Jesus did, he got 120. And then in one instant, 3,000 people joined because of the power of the molecule that was created there. They all heard him speak in their individual language, 16 languages. And that was enough to convert a lot of them. I don't know how many stayed, because there was persecution afterwards. But there was, they considered it a great miracle, and so it brought in a lot of people.
Was this right after they had to replace Judas? Was this kind of, they selected the new apostle, and then all this started happening?
Right, the day of Pentecost, that's the main reason they gathered, because there was only 11 apostles, 11 pair, and so they replaced Judas with Matthias, and when they replaced him, that's when the miracle happened of the fires over the head. But this is an important thing to understand, is that human molecules require certain numbers and certain things to happen to activate them, just as the tiny molecules that make water and just about all the substance we see about us. If you take a molecule of like cocaine, for instance, in my book, that's really complicated, but you take one atom out, it's no longer cocaine. If you take one atom out of water, one hydrogen atom out, it's no longer water. And so Judas was taken out of the molecule, and it was no longer molecular. it no longer had that number in it. The important point is that 12 and 24 are just numbers related to a certain type of molecule. Just like there's all kinds of molecules in nature, there will be all kinds of human molecules. In Shambhala, the number for the molecule there is 7. You have Sanat Kumara, and with him we have the 3 Buddhas of activity making 4, and then you have 3 esoteric Kumaras making 7, and so you have these 7, and associated with these 7 is a great number of other people associated with that in some type of molecular order. And so when Judas was taken out, the molecule didn't work. Just like you take one atom out of any molecule that the chemist works with, it is no longer that substance. It no longer has the magical properties of that substance. So that Judas was taken out, Matthias was put in, and they had that spiritual connection where a fire appeared over their heads. I don't know if it was a fire that would be visible to just the average guy, or maybe their sight was enhanced that they could see the spiritual fire. But they had that happen. And then, but the thing is, it said there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind and making quite a noise that the people nearby witnessed. So it was, it produced actual physical results that drew the crowds. So that was interesting. And several places in the scriptures it talks about the voice of God being like a mighty mighty waters or mighty wind.
Had the disciples ever created the molecule with Jesus while he was here in the flesh, or did they only do it after he had passed on?
You mean, was there a disciple when Jesus, was there a molecule when Jesus was there?
Yeah.
Because he was the link, and he gave them they had the same power he did, and he sent them out, and they come back and said, "Lord, even the devils are subject to your name," and they healed people and did the same miracles that he did.
But there was no light that came down where everybody could see it.
Well, they didn't have that same event. You have different events at different times when heaven and earth is connected. When it happens with us, it could be something entirely different than what happened with them. Okay. But there will be some type of manifestation.
Yeah. Well, I'll be 30 years old again.
Yeah, I'll get my hand back, maybe.
Was there an event when that, the very first one, that when Jesus called the disciples and there were the accompanying women, that when the 24 number was reached, was there an event that we know of in the scriptures that has been recorded?
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't give any event there. They just say that he sent them out. He says he gave them power and sent them out. Now, Jesus himself was the connecting link. And that's what you need to create a molecule. And afterwards, Peter became the connecting link. That's one of the reasons the Catholic Church says that the Pope is in the place of the Son of God. Because Peter was the first Pope, and he was supposedly in the place of the Son of God, so to speak. So he occupied the same position of Jesus, where he had an overshadowing, and that produced a link between heaven and earth.
Well, read the Acts of the Apostles, and it'll tell you they did all kinds of magical.
Oh, he's talking things about before that when they were with Jesus. Yeah, but there wasn't any. The only thing it says is that he gave them authority and sent them out, and they did many marvelous works. You know. So my gut feeling on it was that they didn't have a full knowledge of the molecule, and he assisted with his spiritual powers the weaknesses, made up for the weaknesses of the disciples that were with him. But I don't think it was as activated as it was on the day of Pentecost. He was able to project his essence to give authority to the apostles so that they were able to do a lot of the same things he did. They weren't able to do everything. They came to him, this one guy that was possessed, had all kinds of fits and everything, and they couldn't heal him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they said, we couldn't heal this guy, and so Jesus healed him. And they said, well, why couldn't we do it? He says, this kind cometh not out, but by fasting and prayer. So they weren't able to duplicate Jesus completely, but they had a lot of power thanks to him being in their presence. And you could imagine if you were with somebody that demonstrated things like walking on water, changing water into wine, Larry raising Lazarus from the dead, it would give you a lot of faith that if he says, I can do it, I can go do it.